Hot 105, we're approaching JM Family, Southeast Toyota, and JM Lexus 2016 African American Achiever Awards, and I have the honor today to speak to the recipient for the Business and Entrepreneurism Award, Attorney Jared Davis. Good morning. How are you doing today? Good to see you.
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
A lot of people in Miami-Dade County know about you now. Tell folks in Broward and other areas about Attorney Jared L. Davis.
Well, I'm a native to South Florida. I have the privilege of being the managing partner for the Miami office of Greenberg Traurig. We're a law firm that's based in Miami, but we're international in scope.
That is one of the major international law firms in Miami-Dade County. And tell us what you do here in the community.
Sure. For the last many years, I've been working to help develop what we call the entrepreneurial ecosystem in South Florida. And what does that mean? That's simply a fancy way of saying we're laying the soil where people can do startup businesses. What we're seeing lately in South Florida is an explosion of talent, of young adults, some right out of college, some from other professions, that are coming up with great ideas, particularly in technology, and they're starting to develop new companies. Startups out of it. What these startups need is an ecosystem, basically soil. They need accelerators. They need incubators. They need mentors. They need sources of capital. For the several years, we've been deploying our resources as a firm, and I've been deploying my own personal contacts and knowledge base of having done this for 18 years and helping to develop that so that these companies can grow and thrive in South Florida. It's a phenomenal economic driver for our community, and it's a phenomenal driver of talent.
Now, you help many, but there's one that is particularly close to your heart.
Yeah, there's this one company that's near and dear to my heart. It's Keros AR Inc. They are a facial recognition software company, so they develop software that allows companies to do facial recognition so you can use it for security purposes, etc. And they're also doing emotional analytics, meaning just by scanning you, the software could see what emotions you're depicting. And so there's a great way for anti-terrorism, for security, etc.
Wow, that can be a little bit scary, but that's the technology of today.
And Brian, he's African-American. He's a former IBMer, used to be with IBM, used to be with Apple. He's done amazing work. He has scaled that company. It's become a true darling of South Florida. It's one of the companies we always cite to in terms of how exciting this new environment is in South Florida. And so I'm very much proud, and I'm proud to call myself a mentor to Brian. Ironically, completely unrelated, emailed me right before I came in here. And I told him, I'm hoping I get to mention you on the air. So I'm glad I had an opportunity.
And maybe next year he can be a recipient of the African American Achievement Awards. And what else would you like people to know about you here in South Florida?
Just that I am a rabid South Florida fan. Obviously, we know this community has its challenges. Every major community does. But I truly believe we have the raw materials to be a world-class 21st century city. You know, it used to be people mentioned South Florida in the same breath as St. Louis and Dallas. And then they start mentioning us in the same breath as New York and San Francisco. Now, increasingly, we're seeing us mentioned in the same breath as Singapore, Shanghai, and other 21st century, the cities that will be prominent in the next century. I am very bullish on South Florida. As I mentioned, we do have our challenges, and we'll get through those together. But I think if we all work together, we can make this city something we can all be proud of.
And we'll get to know more about you this Wednesday, April the 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Broward County Convention Center for the 24th Annual JM Family Southeast Toyota and JM Lexus African American Achiever Awards, and we're speaking to the recipient for Business and Entrepreneurism, a dynamic Jared Davis. You've been a person I've admired for quite a while. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.